Right now, no answer is just a question. As the month of Iyar enters right now, a question that hopefully will not only be an intriguing riddle, but one that, if we think about it, we might find it very productive. We might find that it enables us to accomplish far more over the course of the coming month of Iyar. And the question is, what exactly is Iyar about? Certainly, it's striking that it's the only month that's entirely encompassed by the mitzvah Sefiras Omer. No other month can boast that. I don't know that any other month can boast that about any mitzvah. I don't know if there's any other month that can say that there's a mitzvah that applies every single day of that month, but not in any other month. But more than the fact that Iyar is the only fully Sefiras Omer month, is the riddle is to try to figure out what's the common denominator of the four special days in the month of Iyar. Yom HaTzmaut coming up soon. Yom Yerushalayim at the end of the month. Remind us of Chasdei Hashem that Klal Yisrael has enjoyed over the last century. And then you look to the middle of the month, Lag BaOmer, which takes us back to the days of the Tanaim, and particularly to see Lag BaOmer and the end of Avelos, and the inflection point in Rabbi Akiva's life that the Lag BaOmer speaks to, the shift, the end of a stage of tragedy in the life of Rabbi Akiva, and what comes afterwards. And then Pesach Sheni. It takes us back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jews who were not able to bring Karban Pesach because they were busy with some other mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have a second chance to bring a Karban Pesach. You can bring it. You couldn't bring it the 14th of Nisan. You bring Karban Pesach instead in the 14th of Iyar. All very special days, all very powerful days, but what do they have to do with each other? It seems so random. They're across millennia. They're about very different themes. Is there something about Iyar? If we could crack that riddle, we could spend some time pondering, what is Iyar about? What are those 4 days? Yom HaTzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, Lag BaOmer, Pesach Sheni. Is there a common theme? If we can figure that out, so then we position ourselves, in Mirtz Hashem, to be able to accomplish a whole lot more in our own growth, in our own Avodas Hashem, over the course of the month of Iyar.